For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
I'm Marshall Frank. I'm a retired police captain from the Metro Dade Police Department in Miami, Florida, where I served 30 years from 1960 to 1990. And now I retired, and I've morphed into somewhat of a writer. I have a few books published, about four novels and one book of essays.
Well, sir, I'm looking at some of your recent writings here in the Smoky Mountain News. Time to wake up and decriminalize drugs. Tell us what that's about, sir.
Well, I think, the war on drugs, which has been waged now for over 30 years, if we are have any brains whatsoever, we look at that and say we've lost this war. And it's not saying that we want to use drugs or anything like that. It's far from that. But the fact is we are piddling billions and billions and billions of dollars away every year, caging human beings, or basically many of them are harmless, except to themselves, and just for this drug war, which I can liken to the war against alcohol back in the 20s, when we had a mentality that said, well, alcohol is bad, we better make it illegal. Well, we did that for 13 years, and bingo, we fostered the organized crime problem that we've had in America ever since. So after 13 years, the government woke up and realized that they weren't protecting anybody. They were doing more harm than good. So they re-legalized alcohol and taxed it and controlled it, which is what we should be doing with drugs.
There's a quote contained in this piece that references people not being able to think outside the box. And I think nowhere is it more confining for the participants in a trade than it is for police officers. How do they break that mold? How do they change this situation?
Well, when you're a police officer and you're on the job and you're still employed by the department, you're an agent of that department. And whether you have independent thoughts about these things or not, you can't bring that to the job. I mean, just because you think that drugs should be legal, that doesn't mean that you as an officer now will make, set free everybody that's using drugs or selling drugs or anything like that, because then, in essence, you're breaking the law. So the police officers are bound, and then they're muzzled while they're working on the job. I was muzzled until 1990, and one of the things I started doing was writing articles about various things, not just drugs, but many issues regarding criminal justice. And it felt like such a freedom to be able to say what I really thought and to impart some of my knowledge from a different point of view than the diehard right-wing conservative point of view.
Marshall Frank is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.